She was very planned out in her weekly schedule. Trips to Finley Wildlife Refuge, if it was going to happen on a Friday, that's when it happened. If she was going to play bingo on a certain day, that's when she went to play bingo. Her practice during the pandemic was to come to church and receive Holy Communion, and if it was happening on that particular day, it was happening on that particular day. Coming to church, she was going to be there. Boy, did she have a special seat at church, the very corner of Peace Lutheran Church in the sanctuary. Boy, I wouldn't want to be an usher to greet Betty and say, ma'am, that seat's taken today. You got to sit somewhere else. I know this for a fact because my son, who was born just a couple of years ago, would crawl on the floor, and Betty was the block to getting out of the sanctuary, and she would meet him there quite often. A lot of wonderful attributes about Betty, and I believe Betty really did count her blessings in life. She really did. When I talked to her about what was that sweet and favorite time of her life, as we've heard here, she clearly said living on the farmhouse in Cumberland, Wisconsin, raising the boys. Now, they would move to Monmouth and then ultimately to Corvallis and have different homes and more space, but you could just tell she paused. Those were years that were just very memorable to her in her life and very special. You could tell she counted her blessings. And she did that in the last few years of her life in little ways, counting the blessings of life lived and having loved ones in conversation. But getting back to our passage from Romans 8 as I put this all together, there are some bitter ingredients that are mentioned in this passage by the Apostle Paul. You heard them. Here were some of the bitter things: hardship, trouble, persecution, nakedness, famine, sword, danger. And as that passage goes on, it mentions death. I like this little text, and it was good for me to talk about it with Betty because it doesn't sugarcoat life. Life is filled with bitter ingredients. But what's beautiful about this passage is it talks about how all those things mixed together with Jesus can make something that's beautiful tasting and wonderful. And I believe Betty knew that towards the end of her life. Betty had some bitter ingredients in life, as we all do. Saying goodbye to husband Ivan after 66 years, losing a son, David, just a couple of years in an unexpected way, that was tough. Then going through the health challenges and changes, moving to assisted living, those were some tough conversations, and Barry, you know, you were in part of those, and those were challenges. But the last couple of months of her life, she communicated to me that she was ready. And I believe she knew that this teaching of Romans chapter 8, all these bitter ingredients mixed with Jesus can turn out to be good. And my friends, they truly are, even death, because Betty did not walk that final path from death into life alone. She had a hand to guide her, Jesus. He walked that path once. When he died on the cross, no one was there to walk the path with him, and he did it. Not to take a place in glory, per se, but so that he could go back and every follower of his, including Betty, could have a hand to hold out of that dark tunnel. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord, even death. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for life. Thank you for joy and fun times with the family that Betty had, but Lord, then beyond that, we even thank you for the bitter ingredients that come in life where we go through a time and we don't understand what's happening. We thank you for those moments because that promise, all things work together for good. May that bring comfort to this wonderful family. May it bring comfort to each one of us that we will not walk alone. In Jesus' name, amen.